Well, I had no idea how people would receive the project, whether anyone would read it, anyone would care. I was really worried, of course, that I'd somehow been able to marshal all these resources for this massive project on the legacy of slavery, and in our kind of frenzied ecosystem, it's hard to keep attention on anything, and especially a project that had tens of thousands of words on slavery and its legacy. So no, I didn't have any expectations over how it would go into the world. And I actually think that's important as to why the project has been so successful, because we were just focused on making the project that we felt needed to be made, and that it's not trying to think, well, what's going to drive traffic to it, or what do readers want? What can they actually deal with? But really, just what did the project have to be? So I certainly knew that there was going to be some conservative pushback against the project. And if there hadn't been, the project would not have succeeded in my mind, because we were trying to unsettle established narratives about American exceptionalism, and established narratives that really downplay and erase the centrality of slavery in the development of our country. And so, when we argue that maybe what would it mean to consider 1619 and the practice of slavery as our founding and not 1776 and the ideas of liberty, you don't make those arguments and not expect that there's going to be pushback. Because we were wanting people to feel uncomfortable and challenged. So I certainly expected some. And when the project first published, of course, it was very successful, exceeded anything we could have imagined, even in the first few days and the coming months. And there was the normal kind of expected conservative pushback. And then that kind of went away. And then it came back. And that's the backlash that we all talk about now, which is, a handful of historians criticized the project. And I think that really emboldened the backlash that would come. And no, we couldn't have expected the President of the United States castigating the project, a bill being introduced by two powerful senators to strip federal funds from school districts that taught the project, Trump creating an entire commission, the 1776 commission in opposition to the project, state legislative bans, and ultimately that whole anti-CRT frenzy. No one could have predicted that. I mean, that's been awe-inspiring, in that I don't think a single work of journalism has ever faced that sort of backlash.